Hello and welcome to this podcast from the School of Health and Life Sciences at Glasgow Caledonian University. My name is Gordon Hill and I am the Assistant Head for International in the school. Today I am going to be talking to Tom McAleer. Tom, could you introduce yourself, please?
Sure, thanks Gordon. My name's Tom McAleer and I'm the Lead for International in the Department of Nursing here at GCU.
And can you tell us a bit about your role as International Lead, Tom?
Yeah, it's fairly wide-ranging and takes in a lot of the international activity that we participate in. So overall, I coordinate the international activity in the department. And within that, my responsibilities range from maintaining an oversight of international student admission numbers and processes and providing a point of contact for those students to access advice and support at department level, and also sourcing and developing opportunities for student exchanges, summer schools and summer internships at hospitals abroad. I'm part of the wider SHLS international team and report directly to the head of department. And I have to say the role also provides me the opportunity to be deputy director of the WHO Collaborating Centre, which Gordon will speak about later.
Thanks, Tom. And what programmes particularly recruit international students in the department?
Mostly we focus on three programmes. The BSc Nursing Studies, which is the largest of our nursing studies programme, where graduate nurses then enter nursing practice. The numbers are fairly small. This year, for example, we have six applicants who have unconditionally accepted their offers for the adult field and one for the child field. We also have an MSc in Nursing Studies programme, and that targets graduates from other fields, engineering or computing or whichever, who have decided they would like to follow up a career in nursing. So they have a master's level programme in nursing. It doesn't provide any advanced professional standing, but it gives them a higher academic award rather than studying another degree.
So this is the pre-registration programme as opposed to the Advanced in Professional Practice Masters?
That's correct, yeah. So the nurses who complete this master's programme register as newly qualified nurses at a similar level as those who are doing the direct entry nursing studies programmes.
Okay, and as well as the master's qualification, does that take the same amount of time to complete as a general undergraduate programme?
It's slightly shorter. I think it's a few months shorter anyway, but not significantly so, because they still have to complete all of the practice placements and attain all of the professional proficiencies in order to enter the register. And finally, our Masters in Public Health programme, which is by and large the largest recruiter of international students. And we recruit student numbers in the hundreds to the Masters in Public Health. It's been very popular, especially for applicants from Asia and Africa.
And other programmes, the Professional Studies in Nursing and MSc Nursing Advanced in Professional Practice, they have smaller numbers, do they?
Yeah, they will recruit to those programmes, but they tend to be smaller, and those are for qualified nurses already, but usually we're looking at maybe a handful of students.
Because you used to be the programme leader for the Professional Studies in Nursing.
I did, yes. Yeah, the Professional Studies in Nursing programme underwent quite a significant revamp a number of years ago, during which time I was the programme leader. So that was an exciting time as well. And it's a programme that gives qualified nurses from the UK and abroad the opportunity to upgrade their academic qualification to a degree or honours degree. It doesn't make them any higher up in the professional ladder unless a specific recognition in their countries that are registered in. But in the UK, certainly with nursing being a graduate profession, it's popular for nurses who qualified, like myself, with a diploma to advance their qualification.
Excellent. And sorry, it was remiss I meant this before. I mean, what led you to move into the kind of an international field and international aspect of the role at GCU?
When I was the programme leader for professional studies in nursing, we were successful in having a programme approved for delivery in another country, internationally. And that gave me a taste, if you want, of international activity. Then I became the programme lead for professional studies in nursing, and really enjoyed the role of reaching out and promoting the programme, and moved into the business lead role in the department, so CPD and business, looking at how we might engage with other stakeholders, develop new programmes, make new offerings, assist them to improve their workforce, and that was really a really interesting and rewarding 3 years I was in that post. Then the international role came up, and I thought it ticked two boxes for me. The development role, the engagement with outside agencies, working in partnerships, developing new opportunities, and the international aspect of the role as well. So I applied for that and was fortunate enough to get the post.
And work with me?
Work with you.
That's always a pleasure, Tom, I'm sure. Yeah, Tom and I have a very good working relationship, so don't take that pause as meaning anything untoward. So, Tom, how about the benefits of studying in the Department of Nursing and Community Health?
I think GCU is one of the largest recruiters of student nurses in Scotland. We're one of the top modern universities in the UK, and we are very well respected for the standard of newly qualified nurses and post-registration, postgraduate CPD education that we provide. So coming to GCU, you're coming to a centre of excellence that's very, very well respected within the profession. We cover all nursing fields, so we have adult fields, child fields, mental health and learning disabilities. And for those that maybe not fully understand what those are, they're just specific areas. When you graduate and qualify as a nurse, you focus on one aspect of healthcare, nursing and healthcare. And we cover all fields in pre-registration.
That's quite unusual, Tom. I mean, if we have any international listeners, they're maybe more used to nurses having a kind of generic programme where they would have mental health, perhaps maternity placements as well. So the UK is quite unusual in that respect, isn't it?
Yeah, the UK is unique in that respect. And there are unique traits or unique characteristics of nurse education and the nursing profession in the UK from pretty much the rest of Europe and maybe the rest of the world. It's very tightly regulated. And rather than producing, traditionally we did have nurses who would qualify as general nurses, but you know, some years ago, the Nursing and Midwifery Council, who is the regulator for nursing in the UK, decided that at the point of entry to a programme, students should focus on one aspect of nursing, and that way, when they graduate, they have a deeper understanding, appreciating, and maybe level of, maybe not expertise, but practice that they can put into place.
So sorry, I interrupted you there.
So those are the four nursing fields. The only field, well, it's not actually a field of nursing, but we don't do midwifery in GCU. And the reason for that is because of the midwifery numbers. The Scottish Government decided that they would reduce the number of centres who deliver midwifery education. So we have focused on nursing in its entirety, from pre-registration all the way through post-registration, specialist nursing, advanced practice, and we're pretty much pushing the boundaries and driving policy now for the significant advancement of nursing roles in the UK.
And we offer a bachelor's or an honours outcome, don't we?
Yeah, so 3 years to bachelor's, 4 years to honours. And the students entering honours have to have a specific level of qualification. It's not a simple choice at the point of applying for the programme. But also there'll be opportunities for students who have done particularly well in their bachelor's course. They may be able to join the honours course and progress to that fourth year.
Or do the honours year as part of professional studies in nursing.
Yeah, well. Of course, yeah, they could do it that way as well. Other benefits of studying at GCU, we have opportunities for interprofessional education in years two and three. So nurses on our programmes, regardless of the field, will have opportunities to work and study with other health professions, physiotherapists, radiologists, occupational therapists, social workers. One of the benefits of the School of Health and Life Sciences is that we have the vast majority of allied health professions as well as nursing. We don't do medicine, we don't do prosthetics and orthotics, but we do pretty much everything else. We have courses for pretty much everything else. So over the second and third years, students will have the opportunity to participate in specific learning activities with all of the other professions.
And what do you think the benefits? I mean, obviously they'll be meeting these people, these professions out in practice, but what do you think the benefits are of kind of interacting them with them at university as well?
Yeah. One of the criticisms of all healthcare education for healthcare professionals in the past was that it was very siloed. So what I mean by that is that physiotherapy students would only learn with physiotherapy students, and nursing students would only learn with nurses and whatever, similar through all the professions. So when it came to going into practice and working with all of these other professions, they didn't really have an appreciation of what the professions were all about, where the boundaries were, where there may be opportunities for collaborative working, or even for areas of collaboration and developing practice. So now that we have this interprofessional education, it provides for all of the professions, it provides that safe space for them to get to know each other and understand the professions, understand interprofessional working as well as learning. So it makes for a much more cohesive workforce once they go into practice.
Excellent. And what about employability after on graduation and sort of other further study or anything like that?
Yeah, but we've got excellent employment prospects on graduation. As I was explaining, we have very, very close relationships with health boards around Glasgow, especially. But also, the GCU is known to be one of the centres, one of the universities that has the highest employment, postgraduate employment rates as well, and that's more so for nursing. In fact, what generally happens in nursing is that our student nurses will be interviewed before they finish their course, and that means then they know, moving to complete their course, that they have a job sitting there waiting on them, and they can maybe start to focus on aspects that are specific to the area that they're going to practice in. So they feel a bit more prepared about that as well. So we've set that up as well.
And if any of the people that are listening are interested in applying to the programmes, the website would probably be the best place to go, wouldn't it? Just to get information there, yeah?
Yeah, I think first, well, I mean, I could maybe suggest things, but they change so quickly.
Yeah.
And I'm not really involved in pre-registration so much anymore, but... yeah, that would be my advice. Go to the website. It's very well signposted, and our admissions team are very, very helpful. Always delighted to hear. Watch out as well. Keep an eye on the website for open days and events and open evenings and things.
Yeah. Also, Instagram and Twitter and other social media, there's lots of information on there as well. So
yeah,
that's a good place to start looking if you're interested in applying for any of these programmes.
Yeah, I'd agree.
What about any other activities? You'd mentioned about exchange earlier on.
Yeah. So we are continuing to develop the opportunity students have to study abroad or for experiences abroad. One of the peculiarities about the Nursing and Midwifery Council is that they will not permit student nurses from the UK to study in classroom in other countries. But what we at GCU have worked on is developing a protocol that we can get students to go abroad on placement, and they can do their practice placements in other countries. So COVID and the pandemic had hit that in the head for a couple of years, so we're working hard to develop that again. And we now have a structure in place that we be able to offer students and the opportunity to study abroad in the placement, practice placement capacity, as I say, in other countries, mostly in Europe at this point in time, but we're working to advance that. But I should also say that those opportunities are only available once you reach second year or third year. We wouldn't send first year students out in placements abroad.
Grand. And I guess the kind of one of the big elephants in the room would be kind of about funding for these kind of things. As a university, we've applied for touring funding, so we're still waiting to hear back from that. But do students, is there other sources of the funded, or have some students self-funded, or how's that work?
Yeah, students who have gone abroad up to now have self-funded pretty much. Although we have been able to provide some funding for accommodation. But we are still working hard on that. We need to wait to hear what the outcome of the touring funding is. We certainly don't want these experiences to be down to ability to pay or ability to self-fund. So as our university motto says, we are the university for the common good. So we look to develop opportunities for students from all backgrounds and all abilities, and financial abilities. That is, if we wouldn't send students who are struggling academically or struggling in practice here, we wouldn't send abroad. And that's only fair in them, because it would just make it so difficult for them to complete their course. Sure.
And I know that in addition to in-person placements, if you like, there's also collaborative online international learning projects. I'm involved in one of those with the community nursing team, and I know you'll probably come on to talk about University of West in Sweden. But we're doing, have for a number of years actually, even pre-COVID, we did some online sessions with students in Glasgow and students in Trollhättan in Sweden. And that's been going really, really well. And in fact, we're also just embarking on a piece of research, because there's actually not an awful lot of research out there about the students' understanding, their experiences, what their perceived benefits are of these kind of sessions. So from September, we're going to be doing some research with University West. But you've been doing other work with them as well, Tom?
Yes, we had sent two of our students to University West for practice placement experience, and they had an absolute ball. They really enjoyed it. They were very well received in Sweden, and the Swedish staff at University West and the hospitals where the students were placed both commented on how much they enjoyed having them and how capable the students were. And that was reciprocated by two students coming to GCU for 6 weeks from University West, 6 or 7 weeks. And again, we give them opportunities, give them practice placements in the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. And likewise, they did really well in their placements and thoroughly enjoyed their time here. So that's the type of thing that we're looking to increase, that type of activity, because the two students who had gone to University West, I know, keep in touch with the two students who'd come from University West. And that's a really important relationship to develop, because it gives students an avenue to learn what's happening outside of the UK. We also had another more senior student. In fact, she was a qualified nurse but specialising in district nursing, who'd come from Jönköping University, and she spent some time with us as well in community health clinics. And again, she had a really enjoyable time. She really enjoyed her time here.
Excellent. Any other collaborative partners? I mean, we've got a lot, but any in particular you'd like to mention?
There is one partner who we have had for a long time now, saying that maybe about 10 years, and that's the Grameen Caledonian College of Nursing. They're located in Dhaka in Bangladesh, and GCU was instrumental in setting that up. As I say, about 10 years ago, at a time when Professor Muhammad Yunus was our Chancellor, and he has driven Grameen as a social business model in Bangladesh. So at that time, we were very involved. One of our deans, Professor Barbara Parfitt, spent a long time out there setting the college up, and then followed on by Professor Frank Crossan. So, yeah, we've got really a close affinity with Grameen. We're not so actively involved with them anymore, but we do have still have a close relationship and provide advice and support whenever it's required. But we don't have the input that we had at one time, partly because they've now built a new campus. They've got a very large campus, state-of-the-art, in Dhaka, and they're expanding all the time, so they're very much an established entity in their own right now.
Yeah, and I think that was a deliberate part of the plan. You know, it was about helping to establish the college over there, and then once the kind of capacity and capability was there, to then kind of have a more kind of advisory role.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anything else you were mentioning? Any other kind of activities?
Yeah, the other activities, and these are pretty much self-funded, although we would always look to see what we could do to help. But there are summer school opportunities for students in Europe. In second year, students have a six-week block where they don't have any studies, don't have any placements, depending on which stream that they're attached to for the programme. And in that 6 weeks, then we can look for summer schools in Europe, for example, that might be running, or even internships in hospitals abroad. There are a large number of hospitals abroad where students can go out and work as a care assistant, maybe for four, 6 weeks. The thing about these opportunities, though, are they are very much self-driven by the students. They're not supported at all by the university, although we will provide advice and guidance on how to contact, how to set them up, how they keep safe, currency, manage their money, and all of these sort of things. But they wouldn't be university or programme activities. It would just be down to the students themselves. But
so it's not part of their programme as such, it's more just about additional learning.
It's not part of their programme, though. But we had four students who were over in Nijmegen in Holland this summer at the Han Summer School, and they really enjoyed their time there. What they found to be most enjoyable was mixing with students from other areas. Mm-hmm. They studied four modules, although they won't be modules in the same scale as what you study as part of a programme. But they were there 4 weeks, and each week had a different topic that they studied with this international audience of students. And then there were social activities in the evenings and at the weekends and things like that. They really did have a really good time. And we had also, when the student came over from Jönköping, we'd asked if anyone would be willing or had the capacity or the opportunity to provide accommodation for the student. So one of our second-year nurses provided accommodation for the student coming from Jönköping. And that's something else I'd like to see develop, so that if a student's not able to go abroad, if they're able to host an overseas student coming coming to GCU, then they will have that opportunity for experience with international students.
One other thing that I was going to mention was that we are redeveloping the summer school provision at Glasgow Caledonian University. This was something that we had in place for a number of years prior to the COVID pandemic, and there's a working group looking at that just now. And one of the things that we are looking at is probably basing a kind of a programme around the Sustainable Development Goals from the United Nations, and then having subject-specific content on top of that. So we're hoping to start offering that from summer 2024, So if you are interested in that, then please just have a look at the, keep an eye on the website. There'll be more information about that there.
Yeah, that's a really interesting development coming up as well. But speaking of the WHO, I'm going to ask you now, Gordon. We are, as I said earlier, I'm the Deputy Director of our WHO Collaborating Centre. Gordon is the Director. So maybe you could tell us something about the activities of the Collaborating Centre here in GCU.
That's right. Tom mentioned earlier that he's the Deputy Director, so I'm the Director of the Collaborating Centre, and our official designation is the WHO Collaborating Centre for Nursing and Public Health Education and Research. And we're part of a network both within Europe of nursing and midwifery collaborating centres, and we really work really quite closely with the other collaborating centres. Maggie Langens is the WHO Europe Nursing and Midwifery Policy Advisor, and she coordinates meetings and sort of conversations and interactions with the other collaborating centres. We've been a collaborating centre since 1993, and we have a couple of terms of reference, and these generally relate to identifying models of good nursing education and practice, collecting evidence to support evidence-informed decision-making, and providing technical advice to respective area. The second term of reference relates to providing information and assistance to the WHO in its work with member states and the European Union. And we've been involved in a number of projects, certainly since I think it was 2021, I think I took over from Professor Kay Curry as the director of the Collaborating Centre. And we've been involved in a number of projects since then.
Yeah, and I think as much as the work that we do, it's not all remote. We do have opportunity to meet up with staff from other collaborating centres and from the WHO Collaborating Centre in Europe itself, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. We had a meeting at the beginning of the year in Copenhagen where all the collaborating centres from Europe and also the centres that were hoping to apply to be collaborating centres, we met there and had a discussion about workforce development within Europe and lots of other topics that the collaborating centres are involved in. We're also, along with colleagues at the collaborating centres in London and Cardiff, we've set up a kind of mini network of nursing midwifery collaborating centres. So the staff from the collaborating centre in London and Cardiff, they're actually coming up to Glasgow in August, and we're going to take the opportunity to kind of look at shared ways of working and possibly looking for additional funding that we can get for the work of the three collaborating centres. So yeah, in addition to that, we're also working with Maggie on a number of other projects, both here in Scotland and overseas. So hopefully that will be something we'll be able to work on over the next 6 months or so.
Yeah. So overall, we're quite a busy team.
Yeah. There's lots going on, and certainly, as Tom has kind of indicated, if you are looking to come to study at GCU, it's a very dynamic environment for nursing programmes, be that undergraduate or postgraduate. One other area we've not talked about is the research that we're involved in as well. And following on from what Tom was saying about the interprofessional education, the GCU REACH research team, it takes a very multi-professional approach to the research that's conducted, and there's fantastic research that's gone and been undertaken, which again is internationally has international links. So again, there's information about that on the website if you're interested. So anything else you want to add before we finish up, Tom?
No, I can't think of anything in particular, but all I would say is if you are a student here already, and you have an interest in international experiences, please get in touch, drop me a line. We have an international notice board on level 5 of the Govan and Becky building. Maybe keep an eye on that for any announcements. And if you're a member of staff who's interested in maybe contributing a few hours of your time on the occasional week, I'd be delighted to hear from you as well. That'd be good. It'd be good to build a wee team.
Absolutely, and that's something we've done with the WHO work as well. So there's been some of the work we've done where we've worked with, had a discussion with the head of department and the deputy head of department, and identified an individual who had a willingness and an enthusiasm to contribute to some of the WHO work. So there are always opportunities there that we can look at. So I'd just like to finish this off just by thanking you for listening, and if you would like to get in touch with Tom or I, then probably Twitter is quite a good way, isn't it? So I mean, my handle on Twitter is @GordonHill1, and Tom is Tom's cogs are whirring at the moment. I can see.
Mine is @TomMcAleer_GCU.
Well done. Excellent. Well, thank you very much for listening, and hopefully we'll be able to welcome you here at GCU in the future.